Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We know that every single thing or believe in this physical world, especially as Muslims and those who believe in the reality, that there is a means of cause and effect in this world, that certain things obviously affect certain things are affected by certain things, and so on and so forth. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in a very beautiful tradition, mentions that, or kind of, you know, emphasizes this point, that everything has a measure and everything has a weight, or everything has a certain effect. And also, as we are still in the month of Muharram, and the month of tears, it is quite, you know, appropriate to mention this tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. A very beautiful tradition. The Imam alayhi salam is reported to have said that every single thing has a measure or a weight. So everything basically has a certain cause and effect, and it's set. Except for tears. For one drop of them can extinguish seas of fire. That is the fire in terms of punishment. If an eye is filled with tears, the face will never be burdened with neediness or humiliation. And if it floods with tears, then Allah will make it unlawful for the fire to touch it. Indeed, if a teary man cries for community, they all receive mercy. This is the extent of crying. Now, obviously, this is not just a normal crying. This is crying out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is crying for the want of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is crying, you know, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you take this hadith and you apply it to the particular time frame we are in at this moment in time, of being in the month of Muharram, of being in the time where the most important thing is tears. But these tears, according to some of the, you know, esteemed scholars and the mystical scholars, it is these very tears that will enable a person to transcend this physical realm and go to the realm of the malakut of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to raise the status of a person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, we see that these very tears, even a drop, or as some stories have mentioned, the wing as a size or smaller than that of a fly, will be able to, you know, gather the entire kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the person. Again, this is a different discussion, but we see that the tears in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in praying for other people, in the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has a great impact, and it cannot be measured. For, again, this will depend on the intention and the rank of the person who's doing it. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be of those individuals who have qualitative tears, not just those of quantity, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure.
This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more.